This call will be recorded for quality assurance.
Good morning, New Beauty and Wellness. This is Leslie. How may I help you?
Hi, I was going to get some more information on dermal fillers.
Sure, I can assist you with that.
Okay, great.
Have you had fillers at all before?
No, I haven't. So what's the difference between dermal filler and Botox?
Botox is a neurotoxin. So Botox is going to help more with relaxing the muscles. Like if you frown and you have those frown lines, Botox is going to help with relaxing the muscle. So when you frown, you don't get that much of a move. It depends on how many units you get, if you want to still have that natural look or if you don't want to move at all. So that's a neurotoxin, and it helps with that. A filler, it will help lift and plump your skin. There are different types of fillers that providers use for different areas of your skin. There are certain fillers that they'll use predominantly for lips. There are certain fillers that they'll use just like in your jawline area. They use them for different things as well, but they'll do more of a lift, more of a plump, where the Botox is going to help relax the muscles so you don't get a lot of the 11, your 11 lines aren't exaggerated, your crow's feet, that can help diminish that as well.
Okay, and then you see the results like immediately?
With Botox, it takes up to 2 weeks for Botox to actually set. So typically the provider does ask for you to schedule a follow-up appointment for your Botox just to make sure. With the derma filler, it varies from client to client. Botox varies from client to client as well, but majority of the times within the 14 days, you'll see the Botox set and you'll see your results. With the derma filler, that really depends on the client and how much filler they get. There are clients when they come in, the provider will do a before and after picture. I always tell people when they're doing something like this to do your own before picture at home, and then when you get back home, do another after picture. You will see your results instantly with the filler, and as time goes on, you'll see them more drastically.
Okay, and then do I have to keep doing it, or if I stop getting the fillers, will make
fillers are done typically every year or every 2 to 3 years, again depending on your look and what you need.
That's not freaking at all. I thought it was a lot more frequent.
No, it depends. And the reason why I say it depends a lot is because we have certain clients that will come in, say in June, and they'll get their lips done, but they want bigger. And instead of them waiting, they'll come back in August or they'll come back in September because they want the look that they want, obviously. The providers that we have here love it for you to have a natural look where people can notice a little bit like, oh, my God, you look different, but they don't know that you look different because you got filler.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah, it's better to do it that way. And it's also better to start with small amounts than to do a great one. Like when you come, if you want to schedule a consultation, which is complimentary, that's perfectly fine. I always say in the consultation, ask any question you choose, even if it's not related to the filler. Anything that's skin related, when you have your consultation, ask those questions so they can help you with that. And they'll go over everything with you in the consultation. You can tell them what it is you're looking to do. And they can recommend the filler. They can tell you how they'll do it and give you like a good before and after of how the process will go with you.
Okay. And then how much is the dermal fillers?
Dermal fillers are $9.50 per syringe. But if you do get more than one syringe in a visit, they do take $100 off of the second syringe. We do have a promotion where if you are a new client and you come in to do either the derma filler or Botox, you will get $50 off of your first visit.
Okay, that sounds great. I just want to talk to my fiance about it, and then I could just give a call back to schedule the consultation.
Sure. No problem. And you can either schedule with Erin, she's a PA here that does a lot of the derma fillers, and Tom as well, our medical director, he does derma fillers as well as Botox.
Okay, thank you so much for all your help. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.